know what to eat, but find yourself not eating it. Perhaps you've been on diets and off again, and just wonder why you can't stick to them. The Eating For You podcast, hosted by me, Sally Ann Pisk, will show you what's been missing so you can enjoy a healthier way of eating that lasts. Hi, Sally Ann here. Before I jump into sharing the three common success blockers members of our community struggle with, I thought I would give you an update on my New Year's resolutions. I have started the year with two main ones. The first one is to do two-hour bushwalks a week, but I like to be flexible with my goals, so a scenic city walk will do if I can't get to a national park, and when required, I'll even substitute my walk with 2 hours of strenuous gardening. And this happened just last week. I have been trying to cope with all the rain we've been having because my horse's yard had got a little bit muddy, and I decided to transfer some mulch into her yard to just decrease the mud. And I can tell you, that was a workout, and it did take 2 hours. I've also decided this year to start the year alcohol-free, and I plan to have, through the year, two monthly periods for at least four times during the year where I'm off alcohol. I quite like drinking a glass of wine or champagne, but I know it doesn't suit my body if I have it regularly. And this has become even more apparent since going through menopause, and through the whole perimenopause right through to the other side. I know, yes, I can have a smaller glass of wine occasionally, but I certainly can't have it on a weekly or especially daily basis. So ladies, if you're having problems with sleep or maybe some hot flushes, then just check. If you're drinking alcohol, try going without alcohol to see if that helps you sleep better and you feel clearer in your head and have more energy. It's definitely worth a try, and that's what mindful eating is all about. And this week, I've actually entered the No Added Sugar Challenge with my clients. We have a mini challenge happening for the week. So as far as my New Year's resolutions go, so far, so good. What has helped me maintain resolutions in the past and this year coming is understanding and removing success blockers, which I'll share with you now. The three success blockers that I see most often in our community are having the wrong focus, feeling weighed down by self-doubt, and being unclear on your why. So food and weight are the usual focus, but I am telling you that this is the wrong focus. I think you know this already because you haven't had lasting success with this approach. Bronwyn, one of my clients, tried one more diet before she was convinced dieting wasn't going to work for her. And this is when she reached out to me to find out about the Eating For You approach. Bronwyn has now taken the focus off food and the scales and has been able to reconnect with her hunger and satiety signals. And as an ex-comfort eater, she can now sit more easily with big, uncomfortable feelings. Sure, Bronwyn's weight has changed too, but this is not because she restricted food or weighed herself. It occurred because of the personalized mindful eating practice that she now has. So if you're listening to this and thinking, you know what, I haven't found the right focus for me yet, then I invite you to book in for a free 15-minute call with me. And in this call, we'll talk about what you've been trying, what your frustrations and challenges are around eating and your health. And I'll provide you with a personalized tip. So if that sounds like a good thing for you, then please book in for a call, and I've provided a link to my calendar in the notes. I just want to let you know, a new diet is still a diet. It is still focused on restriction, whether it's carbs, protein, plant-based, keto, paleo, or intermittent fasting. Don't get me wrong, I am an advocate of whole plant-based eating patterns, but I am totally against following a meal plan or a diet plan. The monitoring of food and weight just puts you on an emotional eating roller coaster. And one of my clients shared with me when we first met, if I lose weight, I celebrate with food, and if I gain weight, I commiserate with food. And Anne is certainly not alone in giving up the scales. Erin has just literally thrown out her scales as she's come to realise that weighing herself does not help. Erin now has other ways to monitor her progress, as progress can be monitored with her personalised mindful eating strategy. Maybe self-doubt is weighing you down and keeping you stuck. Unfortunately, self-doubt has been created by the on and off dieting cycle for the past 10, 20, 30 or more years. Judy didn't believe she could do it, that is, sustain healthier eating. She is now so happy because she can say no to food, whether it's a random chocolate bar she finds in a car or an array of yummy cake at a bakery. If she's not hungry or doesn't feel like sweet foods, she can now say no. Two big breakthroughs for Judy in her journey were getting rid of the good and bad food labels and tuning into and listening to her natural hunger signals. She was really surprised that she could find them, because with dieting, we often override those natural cues. And I can recall times in my dieting background where I actually gave myself a pat on the back when I was hungry and I didn't eat. Now, the eating for you approach is very different to being on a diet. It actually encourages you to eat when you're hungry and stop before you're full, rather than just follow some standard guideline. Comparing yourself to others can also contribute to self-doubt. Now, this comparison might come about because of different body shapes and sizes, or you may wonder, how do they stick to healthier eating? But let me tell you, you are not the only one going on and off diets. Here are some recent statistics. 126 diets in a lifetime, fad diets last 6 to 15 days. On average, women lose their body weight 9 times. This always pulls on my heartstrings to think that women spend their life losing weight, putting it back on again, and doing that on average 9 times. Less than 1% stick to a diet for 12 months, and at the beginning of 2022, 60% of Australians were trying to lose weight. I also want to let you know that the 2022 National Health Survey indicated that only 3 in 10 Australians are in the recommended healthy weight range. Now, just to clarify, I don't think everyone needs to be in the healthy weight range to be fit and healthy. I only share this so you can understand that the majority of Australians are struggling with their eating and their weight. It also indicates that the traditional focus on food and monitoring weight has let too many people down. And as one of my clients, Christine, shared with me, I dieted myself to obesity. It is not a lack of intention or effort. The whole strategy has been wrong. I get where you're at though, because so many women that I speak with say, I have never spoken about these eating issues with anybody else. So going it alone also contributes to self-doubt. There is a tendency to believe it is only me struggling with food, the guilt and self-blame when you can't stick to healthier eating. And that's why women in our membership programs value the role of community so they don't feel alone. Rosemary, one of my clients, recently shared that she didn't know whether she would get anything out of the small group coaching, but she has found it so valuable to hear the other ladies' stories, their struggles and their wins. The coaching also allows me to provide personalised education and support on the mindset and eating habits that are keeping ladies stuck. My role is to just open the door to new possibilities, new ways of thinking about food and eating that are sustainable. So if going it alone is not working for you, then please join me in a free, no obligation call to find out if a mindfulness-based way of eating would suit you. And I offer these calls for free because I know you have tried so many things already. Being unclear on your why is our final success blocker. And I want to ask you, what is the benefit of sticking to healthier eating habits over the long term? Perhaps you are too scared to even visualize success because of past failures. Bev wondered if she was too old to change before she changed our program. Being in her mid-80s, she has dieted on and off for 60 years. Sticking to mindful eating is easier now for her, as she has over 50 reasons to do so. I can tell you that her list is so inspiring, as she wants to live every moment that she has to the fullest. I share more of Bev's story in our free training, and I have provided a link to the training in this episode's notes. The reasons ladies share with me why they want to change are very personal and related to their age, interests, health and lifestyle. But some ones that come up quite often: to avoid developing diabetes, avoid complications of diabetes and other health conditions, to play tennis, to go on multi-day hikes, to get onto and off the floor to play with children or grandchildren, to continue living independently for as long as possible. So I really encourage you to reflect on the benefit of changing the way you eat long term without a diet or focusing on the scales. The three success blockers that I have just shared: having the wrong focus, feeling weighed down by self-doubt, being unclear on your why, are key to turning resolutions and health goals into lasting results. If you would like further tips on achieving results that you can maintain, then view our free training, From Resolutions to Results: Achieving Lasting Health Through Simple Mindful Eating. And if you would like to try out the Eating for You approach with a free tip, book a 15-minute call. And the link to my calendar is provided in the notes. If you have enjoyed this episode, please share the link on your social media pages. Thanks for listening, and I look forward to sharing with you again next week. You have been listening to the Eating for You podcast with Sally-Ann Pisk. If your current way of eating is not working for you, then join me in a free 15-minute mindful eating discovery call. If I can help you, I will provide you with a personalised tip to get you started with a way of eating that will bring lasting results for your weight and your health. And if I'm not the best person to help you, I will do my best to refer you on. The booking link is included with this episode's notes.